So 1 week, Group A would have 3 days of school, and Group B would have two, and then the next week it'd be flipped, where Group B would go 3 days, and Group A would go 2 days. The big thing that I think is important to understand is the kids that are, like, for example, Wednesday, Group B, if they're not in school and Group A is, it's not a free day for the kids that aren't in school. So there'll be expectations for students on those days. It isn't going to be where they're logged in to class all day long from home, but there will be expectations for learning remotely on those days. And our teachers will be communicating more of the details of that with kids as we prepare to move into that model on Wednesday.